All right, KFIZ News Time 9:39 as Final X Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday, February 9th of 2021. And it's time for our Live with Abandon segment. Once a month, we take a look at what's happening in the church community, and it's always hosted by our good friend Pastor Craig Ellison from Celebration Assembly, and we continue to be socially distant on the Live with Abandon show, but he joins us along with his guests on the phone lines here this morning. Pastor Craig, happy Tuesday. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and yes, we're even social distancing here for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you'd think with Valentine's Day we'd all be coming together and spreading the love, but we gotta make sure we're not spreading other stuff.
Wife and I decided we'll be eating in separate rooms this year, but it still will be very romantic. So we're looking forward to that.
You're having the candlelight dinner via Zoom, I hear?
Yeah, we're having our Valentine's dinner through Zoom. So that'll be interesting, especially when you're eating spaghetti. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
We are doing well. Glad to be inside the nice warm studios here, so that's for sure.
I know. The New Year makes a huge difference before and after New Year's. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Anyway, I'm going to get right into it because we have two great guests.
Yep.
I'm really excited about it. So I don't want to waste my breath, especially when we have two great people here. And so it is great to be back this month, Spencer. Our goal is to be that bridge, a bridge between us churches and Christian leaders to the community that we so love and serve, and to let them know of the great local churches and ministries that are what we're doing. Even through COVID and the pandemic, where they can show their support and get involved. Final Act, again, very fortunate that we have a tight-knit group of pastors and ministry leaders that we get together every single Wednesday around lunchtime to pray for each other, to cry with each other, to laugh with each other, to pray for our churches and our people as we gather together in the Fond du Lac area. So we truly love our city. Hey, Spencer, we're going to have the best show yet.
Best show yet? All right.
I know I say that every single month, but it is going to be good. We do have two veterans, so I don't think they're not going to have a long introduction, but we're going to get right into it. Our first one is going to be Luke Wagner. He is the new, I don't even know if I want to say new anymore. I mean, now he's been here for a while, but for this school year, he's our new administrator at Fond du Lac Christian School, where I am also honored to be the president of the board there. And again, I just said this before, I don't know if there's any other person to really that would be to do a great job like this that would fill those shoes of, especially what's been going on this year. And so he's going to talk to us about some cool things going on this year or right now at Fond du Lac Christian School. So good morning, Luke.
Good morning. So good to be here.
And it's so good for you to be here. So what are some awesome things going right now at FCS?
Oh my goodness, there's so much happening right now. This is just a year of growth for FCS. And as part of the number of things that are going on right now, registration has just opened up. February 1st, registration opened up. That's also a great thing because we are part of the Wisconsin School Choice Program. And that is a wonderful program put on by the state of Wisconsin where families who qualify are actually able to get tuition absolutely free. And so this is the...
You say free?
Absolutely free. And
wow!
So it's a huge blessing to our school. It's a huge blessing to the family to get to make use of it. And so Christian education in a lot of places is something that people are not able to do if they don't have the income for it.
That's right.
But here, if you want your kids to have an education that prepares them spiritually as well as academically, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then also we got open houses coming up in February and in March. February 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. and then March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. And so those are the exciting things that are happening right now.
Wow. Oh, I was ready. And there's more. It's like an info commercial here. And there's more. Hey, if I'm interested in, let's say, you know what, I know there's people out there. I know it because... I know as the president and my wife helps out with the voucher system there at the school, I know that it's always like, well, you know, I don't think I, you know, it's not for me or I don't qualify or whatever. How do they get more information about, let's say they don't even have a clue about the school or the vouchers or all this. Where do we like to send people to get started on their journey?
I think the best thing to do is just to call our office. We have people who are experts on the program who can answer any question. 920-924-2177. And we'd also just love to meet you and also to hear from families about, like, what they want for their kids' education.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I know we're seeing an increase right now of people that are interested, maybe, you know, looking to something new, looking to something different. And how are things just overall, because this is your first year with the pandemic and everything, and now we're going into kind of the second part. How have things been going at the Christian school?
Yeah, because of our small class size and the fact that we're blessed to be at the number where we are, we've been able to stay all in person. And so I think that we've been able to maintain a lot of the community that we've really felt has fractured, you know, at large in the world around us. And so that's been a huge blessing. And honestly, I just feel a sense of excitement and growth in the school right now. One example of this, in the last week, I've had three teachers approach me with conferences that they want to attend. And so that, to me, just shows the kind of excitement about, okay, we love what we're doing, we're excited about everything that's happening, and we just want, just as we want the students to grow in their knowledge of God and their knowledge of the things in the world, so too, that's the exact attitude that our teachers have right now. And so I'm just looking towards the end of the year. You know, we're kind of on that downhill slope.
Yeah.
Looking ahead towards next year, I just feel like we're on a trajectory that's not from us. That's blessed.
Mm.
That's coming from God. And so, we just want to be faithful to what He's called us to do. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Awesome. Hey, quickly, before I let you go, if parents are interested in the open houses, when are those and what times?
Yeah, February 15th and March 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. Our Facebook is actually updated pretty regularly, so if listeners are on Facebook, they can look us up at Fond du Lac Christian School on there. That's another good way to stay apprised.
What about the website?
And the website is www.fcsfdl.org.
Wow, awesome. Thanks so much, Luke. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Now, as they change places, because we're doing this conference style, so we have, as they're changing seats now, so let me introduce our next guest. That would be Pastor John Slotin. And many of you know, I usually have him on 2, 3, 4, you know, he's basically my co-host. Anyway, he is the pastor of Essential Rock here in Fond du Lac. They're really excited. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag on this one. They're just really excited about something really, really new. And so, good morning, Pastor John.
Good morning, Pastor Craig, and good morning, Spencer. It's good to be with you guys again today.
Good morning.
Our great news, obviously, is that we've purchased our first church building at what the community may or may not know is for 5 years we were leasing the old Emmanuel Trinity Church building on Division Street, and it could not be purchased at this time because it went into a community grant program where they renewed that block grant, used that block grant to renew that block in the city, and Commonwealth refabbed that church, and it couldn't be sold when they went into that for, I believe it was 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was coming up to the end of our five-year lease, and we needed to decide if we were going to stay and sign a new lease and stay for another 3 to 5 years, or if we were going to find another church building. It came down to the last day, and Craig, you know God's perfect timing, right?
Yeah, that's right. I hear you.
Monday morning, I looked in to see if there was any church or commercial buildings that were for sale in the Fond du Lac area, and the first one that popped up was the church that we ended up buying.
Amen.
And that was in November. That was just before Thanksgiving. And within 75 days, our church had not only raised all the money we needed to buy the church, but more than what we needed. So we've got a great, big, huge start in a fund that's going to help make the church handicap accessible. And so we were able to purchase the church and do all the painting and carpeting and put in all the technical equipment. We put in new cameras, so we really have a high-quality live stream now. We've always been live streaming and recording our services and offering that to the community since we've been here, but now we've got multiple cameras, and it's just really nice. And our church, we bought the South Shore Community Church, Evangelical Free Church, on 9th Street. And so our address now is 402 East 9th Street. We meet at 9:30 every Sunday morning for church services. Very contemporary, modern Christian music and biblical message. children's program is on suspension during COVID right now. We do plan on starting that in late February again with putting in safe practices. And we will probably add more services as we come out of the COVID situation. But everybody can catch us live streaming every Sunday morning, too. And our live stream is both on Facebook and it's on our YouTube channel. And then people that don't do Facebook or don't do YouTube but would like to watch it, they can go on Tuesdays of the following week. We upload the sermon series to our website, and they can go to EssentialRockChurch.com/sermons and catch our sermons during the week as well. And we have quite a big following that's taking our stuff in live stream. Greg, you know what's really strange is when...
What's strange, John?
When COVID hit... There was a lot of churches that weren't equipped or ready to do live streaming.
That's right.
And we had been doing it, and so there was just kind of this shift that took place, and people came and started watching our services until other churches got it up and going. And I believe you and other churches, yep, a lot of us like us, now are actually reaching more people than we've ever reached with the gospel.
That is true, yeah.
Because of live streams, you know. There's some weeks that we have 400 families coming in to our little church to listen to our live stream, and there's been times where we've been over 800, and last Easter, I think we went over 3,000 households early in the COVID process just because churches didn't have live streaming, and now they're seeing how important it is, and for a season there, we really filled that gap, and some people have stayed with us. It's a beautiful thing.
That is awesome. Yeah, as I have said, or as I actually, as you were talking, I'm just thinking, yeah, the church truly doesn't have a border. It goes everywhere, and in there, more people are hearing the gospel than ever before, nations, tribes, and tongues, and I think that is incredibly excellent. I know your location, again, to make it even more detailed for those of you out there, it's like right at kitty corner between on Martin and 9th, right next to the fairgrounds, and it's just an excellent location. Hey, John, one more time, can you tell us service time and how can we connect? Like is Facebook, do you have a website? What's your phone number?
Sure. Our website, obviously, is EssentialRockChurch.com, and then the phone number is 920-841-6459, and our church services are every Sunday morning at 9:30, and you can also catch us on the live stream both on Facebook Live and on YouTube, our YouTube channel, just by typing in Essential Rock Church Facebook or Essential Rock Church YouTube, get to our channel and press on the button and jump into the live stream and take the service in.
Excellent. Thank you so much, John. We appreciate it.
Craig, I got one other thing.
Oh, yeah, go for it. I'm sorry. Go for it.
Church dedication of the new building is going to be on Saturday, April 11th at 9:30 a.m. It'll be a church service dedicated to the dedication. But on the day before, from 1 until 3 p.m., we will be holding a open house.
Oh, great.
And anybody who wants to visit the church between 8 a.m. and noon for a private tour because of a COVID situation can contact myself or Jess Berg at the church. I gave you the number before.
Yeah.
And we will give you a private scheduled tour Saturday the 10th that morning, or even push it into the following week if there's more than we can handle.
Excellent. Awesome. I hope it's awesome. It's going to be blessed. Again, that's Pastor John Slotin at Essential Rock Church. They might have a new location, but it's the same spirit. I just thought of that. Pretty clever. If you use it, I'll take a little bit of royalties. But anyway, thanks for having you guys. We really do appreciate that. Just quickly, I wanted to mention before we close as well, many of you out in our community are informed of what we did. I think it was in December or November, the Farmers to Families, where you would be able to receive a food box. Well, that is happening again, and it's free for the Fond du Lac community, but it is first come, first serve. It will be tomorrow, February 10th, from 10 to noon. The location has changed. It was at community church once. It was at the fairgrounds a couple times. This time it will be at Lighthouse Christian Church, and that is at 401 South National Avenue. Again, that's 401 South National Avenue. Again, the government partnered with farmers and distributors and nonprofits to ensure that everyone has access to fresh produce, meat, and dairy during this pandemic. The only thing that they ask is it is two boxes per vehicle. That is the limit. There is no income requirement. And be patient, because there's probably going to be a lot of people there. You might have to wait on the street a little bit, but be patient. There will be a lot of boxes. So, again, thank you, Luke. Thank you, Pastor John. We really appreciate that. For me, again, I'm Pastor Craig Ellison, the pastor of Celebration Assembly. We meet every single Sunday at 10:30 at 825 Fond du Lac Avenue. Plus, we do have a growing and expanding Hispanic service as well for our brothers and sisters who speak Spanish, and that is during our Sunday service as well. And then check us anytime at celebrationassembly.org. Like us on those Facebooks, and also you can watch our services as well on the YouTubes. And you can find that out at Celebration Assembly Fond du Lac, and then you can go from there. We really would appreciate that. And we do encourage everyone who does not have a local church to, check out Essential Rock, check out Celebration Assembly, check out any one of them, because we have some awesome community churches in our town, and we would love to meet and greet you. God bless you guys. Spencer, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Craig. We appreciate it. Thank you to Luke and Pastor John as well for their time here on Live with Abandon. Each month around this time, we look at happenings in the local church community and other great opportunity to hear from a lot of good folks on this morning's program. That'll wrap up this segment here on News Talk 1450. It's 9:55. News headlines and more coming up.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart.